which party to judge.
All right, if the people are dressed in black, you say they are in what?
In mourning.
If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you are feeling just about average, you say, oh,
I feel pretty good, sir. Thanks, Lord.
What does spadda-middling mean to you?
Spadda-middling?
Uh-huh.
I mean, fix in between you. Real good.
Halfway good, halfway bad. Yeah. If someone's trouble, you might say, oh, it will come out all right.
He'd come out, you get out all right. Don't worry about it.
All right. The children are out late, and your wife is getting a bit excited. What do you say?
Oh, take it easy. Didn't be in directly. Let me just get excited. Wake up yourself and nothing.
All right, now.
Get all nervous.
Okay. The disease of the joints is called what?
What?
The disease of the joints.
In your knees?
Yeah, in the knees.
We call it your knee bone.
Now, disease.
Rheumatism, arthritis.
Are you getting old and your joints are stiff and aching? You say you got a touch of what?
Touch of arthritis.
All right, now this is a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. What do you have?
Tonsillitis.
No, it's catching. It's a disease of the throat that children
get. Diphtheria.
All right. Now this is a disease that makes you turn yellow.
Yellow jammy.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you have you had an attack of what?
Attack of appendix.
You have a pain down here in the lower right side, and you have to have an operation. It's called what?
Appendicitis.
Do you remember what people called it before they knew it was appendicitis, and when people used it, they died of it?
Acute ingestion or something like that.
What about locked bowels?
Locked bowels.
Okay. If he should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you say he had to do what?
I should get his silly stomach. Take something silly stomach.
But then if it didn't stay down, what would he do?
Vomit.
When you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up, you say I still
eat or puke or whatever it's called.
Yeah, all right. If somebody is pretty bad this way, you might say he was leaning over the fence and what?
Leaning over the fence and fell?
No, he's trying to get something up out of his stomach now. He's real sick.
Oh, he's trying to vomit.
Uh-huh, okay. What's some other terms that you use?
Throw up.
All right. Which is a crude term that you use for vomit?
Crude.
Uh-huh, something that you don't really like to say.
Puke.
Okay. If a person vomited, he was sick, what?
Sick with the stomach.
Okay. At a party, it's pretty warm. You say, I better get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick.
Yeah, I'm feel a little faint. I get a little fresh air. All right. Too hot.
She hardly got the news when she came right over to do what?
See about it. See about him or see about her.
No, but she wanted everybody else to know, so she came over to do what?
Tell.
All right. Okay, if you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you say what? Now, if you don't come,
you don't come, I'll be disappointed. If she ain't coming, don't fool me.
If you are going to be disappointed, if he won't come, you say, I what?
Be badly disappointed.
All right. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, we?
We all are glad to see you.
Anytime you can come over, we?
We'd be glad to have you.
If you do that again, I'll
wear you out of spank you.
Okay. If you, I'm going to have to do what to that little child?
I'm going to have to give you a spanking.
For misbehaving, okay? Now, if a boy is beginning to pay